of almost every town in America. Were there any movie theaters in Northeast Alabama, and where were they?
Yes, there was theaters in fact all over town. If the town was large enough to be incorporated and have a policeman, they had to have a theater. And there was theaters in Fort Payne, DeKalb County, Boaz and Alville down in Marshall County, and of course Gadsden in Edgewood County had a theater.
Can you recall the silent films?
I can very distinctly. You had to read the dialogue of what the actor said, and there was more reading letters. The letter was in boxcar letters that you could see from the back of a theater to the front, and the words written out were taking up all the screen. So you seen you done more reading than you did seeing, but it had to stay on the screen long enough for a slow reader to read the words he said, and he could speak the words a lot quicker than if you could read it. So there was more reading than there was pictures in the movie, in the old silent movies. I didn't know whether it'd be loud enough or not.
Do you remember the excitement these films brought to the public?
Oh, well, yes. All the boys in school, all of us had at least one scabbard with a six shooter. Whittled out of wood. It was pretty fast. I was pretty fast on the draw, and I just had one shot, one scabbard, but some of the boys had carried two guns. And we all played cowboy in school. We wore these scabbards in school. The teachers got to where they'd make us pull them off when we'd go in the house. We couldn't play cowboy on the inside in the classroom, but I remember them was good days.
Can you tell me about the talkies?
The talkies come along in the later part of the 20th century. I was getting on up almost a man. The first talkie I ever seen. I think I went to Gadsden to see the first talkie, but Albertville and Boaz, Fort Payne, and the DeKalb County towns soon had the talkies, and it was unbelievable that you could sit there and hear a picture talking.
Okay. The decade of the 1930s and 1940s provided only two presidents, Herbert Hoover, a Republican, 1929 to 1933, and Franklin Delano Roosevelt, a Democrat. By 1932, Herbert Hoover was hated by masses of Americans. How did DeKalb County feel about Hoover?
Well, all of us Democrats, along with a large number of large part of the Republicans, hated him.
Thousands of banks failed during the Great Depression. Tell about the banks in your area.
Well, I don't remember of a bank failing in Albertville. I'm sure that Boaz or Fort Payne, but there was a little bank in Crossville at that time, and the old gentleman owned it, died, and he didn't have any children, he didn't have any heirs that lived around here, and they discontinued that bank. It went dead, but it wasn't due to the depression, evidently.
Many Alabamians, many of Alabama's poor people hardly knew that a depression had hit America. Were there any poor people in DeKalb County?
We didn't have an excess of poor people in DeKalb County at that time. We had there were a number of families that just lived from hand to mouth, you might say. But they fared about as well as they did before the Depression hit.
During the Great Depression, many felt that hope was elsewhere, and they began to travel or hobo, especially by rail. Did you ever know anyone who rode the rails?
You're talking now to an ex-hobo. I rode the rails quite a bit. I spent one night, I remember, in Meridian, Mississippi, in a hobo jungle. The jungle was down under the bridge next to the river in the town of Meridian, Mississippi. And that must have been 40 or 50. Hobos that camped there. They, I remember there was an old boiler, steam boiler. It must have been on a boat by being sitting down there next to the river. And these regular tenants there, the hobos that made that their home, had poles set up there and rags and things, cloth tied up there to keep the rain and wind off, and slept under that old water. There was 8 or 10 slept in under that old water that sat there. These guys would go out and canvass the stores and bring food in, and the 2 nights I stayed there, spent a night going and coming. I had to go out to Fort Worth, Texas, on one spree, and I spent the night in the hobo jungle there going and coming. These guys would go out and canvas store and bring in crackers and cheese and anything you could eat. They lived sumptuously there. And I had an awful good time there that night. And the railroads, I reckon all of them had a policeman or cop or something. Anyway, he wore a gun, and they called him the railroad bull. And I was put off more than one train with this. Railroad with a bull, and I didn't put no argument up against him. He told me to move on and get out off the track, and I did till that train passed, and I called another one then.
What type of people usually rode the rails with you?
Well, it wasn't these hobos wasn't a bunch of cutthroats and murderers and thieves. If you had a few dollars in your pocket, they respected you. They didn't try to take it off of you. And the ones I knew was people that didn't have any job and no money. And no family, a lot of them, a lot of men, the older men, their wives had died and didn't have any kids and things like that. And they was out hunting work. They'd work. If they could get a few days common labor, they'd work and pick cotton and have harvest crops, things like that. And they did the farmers couldn't pay wages, like there was no minimum. 50 or 75 cents was a big day for pay, day's worth on the farm then, and there's pretty good class people, the majority of the hoboes I got acquainted with and rode with. I was riding, hunting a job, never did find it.
In his campaign, FDR promised government action to end the Great Depression. This was the first year you served as beat committeeman. How did the voters of DeKalb County respond to the election in November 1932?
In 1932, Franklin Delano lost in my box, I'm sure, but I believe he cared DeKalb County. A lot of voters, a lot of Republicans just didn't vote for president. And I think Franklin Delano Roosevelt cared DeKalb County. I'm not positive about that. But in my box, box 2 down in beat 24, it was still predominantly Republican.
Do you recall how many voted at Painter?
There was around 300 voted by that time. There was in 28. I remember there was 266, and there was more voted in 32 than there was in 36. I believe that I was on the ballot for that beat committee on the Democrat. His mule run away with him, and he got killed, and these two or three Democrats that lived around here, because I had finished high school, wanted me to work as clerk in the election, and I done such a good job, then they wanted me to run in 32 for the committeeman. Since there's a vacancy, and I did, and I don't remember what the number, but I'm sure it was around 300 voted, and I think I got 50 some odd votes.